Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Understanding Data Types. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Modeling and Processing in the Data Engineering Essentials for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the difference between structured and unstructured data, common data types and their characteristics, and the impact of data types on modeling. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between various data types and understand their implications on data engineering practices. Main content difference between structured and unstructured data in the realm of data engineering. It is crucial to understand the distinction between structured and unstructured data. Structured data refers to information that is organized in a predefined manner, typically in rows and columns, making it easily searchable and analyzable. Think of a traditional database where customer information, such as names, addresses, and transaction details, is stored in a tabular format. This structure allows for efficient querying and reporting. On the other hand, unstructured data lacks a specific format or organization, which makes it more challenging to process and analyze. Examples of unstructured data include text documents, images, videos, and social media posts. In the finance and fintech industries, unstructured data can come from customer reviews, emails, or even market sentiment captured from social media platforms. Understanding the differences between these data types is essential for data engineers, as they influence how data is stored, processed, and analyzed. Common data types and their characteristics. Data types can be broadly classified into several categories, each with unique characteristics that affect how data is handled in engineering practices. Here are some common data types you may encounter. Integer, a whole number without a decimal point. Integers are often used for counting and indexing. Float, a number that can contain decimal points. Floats are useful for representing financial data, such as stock prices or interest rates, where precision is critical. String, a sequence of characters, typically used to represent text. Strings are essential for capturing customer names, addresses, or any textual information. Boolean, this data type can have only two values, true or false. Booleans are often used in decision-making processes within algorithms. Date time, this data type captures temporal information. In finance, date time data is vital for tracking transactions, market trends, and financial reporting. Each of these data types comes with its own set of operations and constraints, impacting how data can be manipulated and analyzed. For instance, performing calculations on a string would not yield meaningful results, while using an integer for a financial calculation may lead to errors if decimal precision is required. Impact of data types on modeling. The choice of data types directly influences data modeling practices. Data models define how data is structured, stored, and accessed, which is crucial for efficient data management. When designing a data model, data engineers must consider the types of data being used and how they will interact with each other. For example, in a financial application, if a data engineer mistakenly uses a string data type for storing monetary values, it can lead to performance issues and inaccuracies in calculations. On the other hand, using appropriate data types, such as floats for currency, ensures that numerical operations can be performed accurately and efficiently. Moreover, the choice of data types can affect storage requirements, as different data types consume varying amounts of memory. Using optimized data types can lead to more efficient data storage and faster query performance. Therefore, understanding data types and their implications is vital for effective data modeling and processing. Conclusion. In summary, understanding data types is fundamental for anyone working in data engineering, especially in the finance and fintech industries. In this lesson, we explored the differences between structured and unstructured data, examined common data types and their characteristics, and discussed how these choices impact data modeling practices. By being aware of these concepts, you will be better equipped to make informed decisions in your data engineering tasks. Reflection questions. How would you differentiate between structured and unstructured data in your current role or industry? What challenges might arise from using the wrong data type in a financial application? Reflect on a time when understanding data types helped you in a decision-making process or project. What was the outcome?